The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
Today, we're on the eve of the matric results that are about to come out tomorrow for the class of 2022. A stressful time for many family members, for the learners, for those who know those learners. And just the dynamic in homes right now is very complex and unusual territory of how do you navigate this time? One of the things that is gripping a lot of learners is the fear, the worry, the anxious thoughts of what if I don't make it? The depression that might be waiting anxiously to kick in if they don't get the marks that they wanted to get to, and ultimately meaning they don't become whatever career they wanted to step into. They don't go to that university. The eyes, the shame, the vulnerability that comes with everybody asking, so how did you do? Which they haven't had for the past 11 years. But for this 1 year, all the tension and the pressure kicks in. And I think it's important for us as fellow family members, as friends of these learners, that we make sure that we are able to support them. And someone who's able to guide us and talk to us about how we navigate this place is Melissa Mashaba, who is a clinical psychologist at the South African Drug and Anxiety Group. Joining us this afternoon to speak more about this in terms of maybe you're driving home right now, but you know your eldest is waiting for the results tomorrow. How do you navigate a day like this for them? So with that being said, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited for this.
Melissa, let's go back to when you got your matric results. Yes. Do you remember?
Yes, let's
touch on the memory thing and the matric results thing. Do you remember what was happening? Were you scared?
Let me tap into my long-term memory.
Okay. Yes. Let's go for that.
Well, the day before I got my matric results, my dad took us out for some dinner at Spur, just chill, you know. It was a very relaxing environment for me, and
which was very helpful considering probably the stress.
Yes, definitely, just knowing that that pressure is not too much, which helps you to just relax and leave it to God, leave it to the universe to, you know, I mean, you studied, you know what you did, you know how hard you worked for this, so it's not in your control anymore.
Yeah.
So after the restaurant and dinner, we went home and I'm just like, you know what, I'm gonna sleep. Let me shut down because the anxiety is too much for me. And I remember my dad coming to my room. He's like, so it's time actually.
This is the next morning.
Yes, the next morning, the day of the results. And he's like, you can actually go buy a newspaper and just check how it's going. It's just down here, the garage. I'm like, okay,
let me go do this.
Let me just go, you know, go down. And surprisingly, the garage that we stopped at, all the matrics of my school was there.
Yeah.
So now everyone is together. We're all feeling the pressure. We're all wondering, what did you get? How so forth. And that's when the anxiety started kicking in. Like, okay.
How do you navigate this?
Like, this is my future.
This is it.
My future lies in a 2 rand newspaper.
That's quite the way to put it. But you know, Melissa, when you're describing this, it's like I sort of feel those feelings. Mm. I'm feeling it with you as you talk about, you know, that morning when you wake up and you get that knock on the door.
Yeah.
And you're making your way to the garage and you've got 5,000 thoughts per minute that's running in your mind because you don't know what's on the other side of that newspaper. But at the same time, we're so aware that in this time, it is such a mental health heavy moment for a lot of the learners, but the family as well.
Mm.
Maybe speaking from a perspective of SADAG, what are some of the trends that you've seen that are happening for the lives of the young ones, especially in this time? What are some of the things that you've seen from your perspective?
All right. From what we've observed is that matriculants often experience the stress, worry, anxiety around this time. Will they pass? Will they make their family proud?
Mm.
You know, and during this time, that's when psychological conditions such as anxiety and or depression may reveal itself. So we've also often seen a trend that during this time, the SADAG suicide helpline gets so many calls from matriculants because they're so stressed, they're worried, they're feeling depressed in a sense because perhaps they know that they're not as academically gifted as other people, or they know that during the year they experience so much adversities. I mean, life can happen.
Mm.
You know, perhaps you had a death in the family, you were grieving, and you could not really fully concentrate on your books. So the common symptoms that we've seen, especially with depression, is people perhaps isolating themselves from friends, from family members. Your appetite might increase or decrease. You know, if you're an emotional eater, then you'll see that your child is often going to the kitchen looking for something to nibble on. That is their way of dealing with the stress.
Sure.
Other kids who are naturally anxious may experience, you know, nail biting. They may have tremors. You know, heart is racing. They're sweating constantly. It's like they have this feeling of impending doom that is just wallowing over them.
Sure, and it's especially, like you were saying, you know, it picks up all the more during this time. I was speaking to three learners from the class of 2022 just early in this week, and they were saying, you know, when you finish writing, you're aware it's coming, and you have December, January starts, and you think about it, but you forget about it.
Yes.
But it's when the announcements start, the newspapers start talking about, then the results are finally coming out, that it starts to set in that, oh my goodness, it's about to happen. Now, the class of 2022, like I said, it's been an unprecedented run that they've had, you know, and on top of that, the results are coming out much later than what we usually have it. Do you find that this is also putting up extra pressure on them mentally in terms of how they're processing this time?
I definitely do think that it does put some more pressure, the fact that the results came out later. So I'm just wondering, if I was a matriculant, I would wonder, okay, so the previous years they would get their results first week of Jan. What's wrong with our group? What's wrong with this year? Are we failing? Are they struggling to mark our papers? What's going on? And then you wonder with yourself, you go from the community to yourself, did I do well? Who's marking my paper? So those feelings and those thoughts come racing through, which then increases your anxiety. You become more anxious, you become more stressed. And what we've noticed is that negative self-talk will come in now. So, you know, certain things of, I will never succeed. You know, it's taking so long. I don't think that I'll be able to go to varsity. You know, so the negative self-talk starts to kick in, the negative thoughts. And with the longer the wait, the more anxious one might become.
Yeah, because now you've got more time to play around with it. We're talking about stressful situations in terms of the child. But at the same time, I can't imagine the pressure for the parents. I mean, just this morning at work, we were listening to a voice note of a parent who was saying they knew the stress the child was going through. So that evening, they went to sleep. They didn't really sleep. They went to bed to give the child the space. But they were wide awake, waiting anxiously. Let's talk about the parents that are feeling that stress. It's their first child who's in matric. It's the last child who's in matric. It's the child who struggled through the high school years who's now in matric. What about some of the things you've seen when it comes to parents and stress during this time?
Well, you know, with parents, you know, as a parent, you would want to take your child's struggles. You'd want to fix your child's struggles. You'd want to comfort them and just take all the life stresses away from them. So you decide to burden yourself with the same stress as well. Additionally, parents may get phone calls. They may get you know, messages, chats from friends, church members, family members asking, so have the results come out? What do you think your child is going to study? So just that external pressure that they get from the community as well may play a role. So for instance, if you're in a very close-knit community, then you would get certain people saying, I know my child will get 7 distinctions because that's happened in the past. But then when you wonder about your own child, that, you know, my child averages perhaps 60, 70 or maybe 50, then now everyone is asking you, okay, so how many distinctions will your child get? So it becomes this low-key competition between parents, which then adds that stress, adds that pressure onto them.
And at the same time, you're trying to hold it all together and not show it for your child's sake. And there's not much communication happening between child and parents, I'm assuming, because you kind of, I'm assuming this, that as a parent, you want to give your child space or you want to check in, but you're not sure at which point is it then too much. So what advice then would you share with parents who are today, they're waiting. Tomorrow is the big day. Tonight is going to be probably the longest evenings they've had in 2023 as they're waiting for the results. What would you say to them that they can do to support their children who are waiting for the results?
Well, Well, firstly, I would say, you know, to be their biggest cheerleader, not their coach. You know, as a coach, you would want to tell them what to do, how to act, how to behave. You know, you would give them a list of things, or perhaps even just telling them how you did well at school can add that pressure. Mm-hmm. So becoming their cheerleader in a sense that you listen to them, you give them that safe, comforting, nurturing environment where they can express themselves. Secondly, you can also try to set a plan. You know, if your child is that person who likes to express themselves, you set a plan. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, option A, option B, option C, so that you know that when the day comes, when tomorrow comes, that your child is well equipped no matter the results.
I think one of the key things that I'm hearing from you is have the conversation.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
have the conversation and not to try work around it. And how would you advise then, I'm thinking extended family, the uncles, the aunts, the grandmothers that are listening right now, that are thinking, man, I know my grandchild, my nephew, my niece, my neighbor's friend, or my friend's child is about to get their results. How can they also contribute and help the parents to become a cheerleader? Would that be like in a message, or would you advise that they maybe give them the space that they figure it out?
You know, as you're talking, I'm just wondering, I'm reflecting back on my time and how My dad basically said, you know what, the messages will come to me while she is still processing her results, still, you know, thinking about university and so forth. So having that communication with the parents of the child. So checking with the parents, is this a good time to call your child to ask how everything is going, may really play a huge role. So does the child at this moment need a cheerleader? Does the child need someone who will soothe them, comfort them? You know, sometimes a granny's call will give you so much anxiety, but then at the same time, it can really calm you down. Just hearing your grand's voice saying, you know, everything is going to be okay. You know, just leave it to the Lord. Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
So having that communication within the family system between parents and
external family,
extended family member, before, you know, bombarding the child with the messages. Because already the child may be internalizing everything. So just wanting to shut down, go inside, process everything by themselves before going out to the public. Or there may be someone who is an extrovert who likes to externalize and act out and say, you know what, this is what I'm going through, help me. So understanding your child's personality is very vital at this stage.
Sure. Wow, this is really insightful, Melissa. Thank you so much. And as we're wrapping up our time together, we're on the brink of the results coming out tomorrow. We've spoken about a couple of things, and a parent could be thinking, I'm about to do this right now. I'm about to get home and I'm going to actually apply what you've spoken about. Give them that space, be their cheerleader, and be aware of the space that they're in. Be conscious of how they're behaving, if there are behavioral changes because of that anxious thoughts that they're feeling. But at the same time, I mean, between now and tomorrow, there could be a lot that could happen. And now, fast forward tomorrow morning, or whenever it is when they get the results, this midnight or whenever it is, and a parent realizes things don't go well and things go really bad in the household, the pressure for the child, what support is there from SADC's side that they can be able to sort of get in place immediately before anything, if a child is heartbroken? I mean, like we've spoken about, usually, I remember when I was going in school, there's a lot of kids that would speak about, I'm going to commit suicide because of this. What support is there from SADC's side available now that they can reach at midnight should something like that happen, or 6 a.m. this morning?
Well, SADC does have a 24/7 hotline available. It's a mental health hotline. So basically the numbers are 0800-465-789. There's also a WhatsApp call chat line, and the numbers are as follows: 076-882-2775. So there are many helplines on SADC that parents can call. There's also a suicide helpline where you will get professional help, how to navigate through this difficult time with your child. So obtaining these resources is very vital, and giving it to the community as well, because a lot of people don't understand that, you know, there are services, free services actually,
there is
available.
Melissa, thank you so much for your time, and I think for sharing gain that insight for a parent, a cousin, a friend that might be hearing this, so that they might know that it's not the end. Yes. And for learners to also know that, hey, there is help for them, that what they're feeling is not just isolated to them, but yeah, this is something normal that many other learners are also feeling. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That is Melissa Mashaba, clinical psychologist at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, talking all things preparation for the matric results that are coming out tomorrow. And my hope is that you've been enlightened a little bit in terms of how to navigate this very fragile time for you and your child or your nephew or whatever the situation might be, that you might take note of their mental health during this time.
The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.